Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying a matter of the heart. What is most important to us gets our money. In this session, we'll be looking at Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 to 15. God's servant walks by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 reads, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's look at our text in Exodus chapter 14, beginning with verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Moses and the Israelites were in a tough spot. In front was the Red Sea, and back was the entire Egyptian army. This passage contains three keys to overcoming difficult situations. First, don't be controlled by the circumstances. Look at verse 13, the first part of it. And Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. Do not be afraid. The present circumstances can sometimes cloud past realities. Problems of the past can look better than the present situation. Look again, verses 11 and 12. Then they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. We will never know or experience what God has in store for us until we step out and move forward in faith. You must have hope beyond the circumstances. Did Moses and the Israelites have something to hope for? Well, they had the promise of Genesis chapter 15, verse 24. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am dying, but God will surely visit you, and he will bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. They had the commission of Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 12. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come up to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. The Israelites had to face the difficult circumstances at the Red Sea with faith. And as believers today, we must also face the situations of life with faith. Don't be controlled by the circumstances. Second, don't go running off in a panic. Look at verse 13, second part of it. And Moses also said to the people, stand still. Remember what God has already done for you. He delivered the Hebrews from Egyptian slavery, and he delivers from slavery to sin today. He provided leadership with Moses, and today he has provided his son Jesus. He worked miracles with the 10 plagues, and finally the 10th, the Passover. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. And today, he has provided the plan of the ages, the cross of Calvary. God will still pass over when he sees the blood. The gospel message. Because you see, all of us are sinners. And the punishment for our sin is death. Not just physical death, but a death for all of eternity in hell. But God loves us. And because he loves us, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to take our place, to receive our punishment on Calvary's cross, to die for our sin instead of us dying for it. And if we place our faith, our trust in him, we'll be forgiven. And we'll be granted eternal life. And all we need to do is put our trust in Jesus and ask God to forgive us, to save us. That same power is operating today to accomplish God's plans in the lives of his children, Christians. So don't go running off in a panic. And then third, don't take matters into your own hands. Look at verse 13 again, the third part of it. And Moses also said to the people, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. Watch God operate in his glorious power. Verses 13 down to verse 15. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Pay attention to what the Lord has in store for the future. All the Hebrews could see in front of them was water. They were in a panic, so they began to look back to what was comfortable, what was familiar, what was secure. They knew slavery, even though they suffered. They knew this new experience is unknown, even with all its promise. We must learn to look up instead of out. God was in control then and is still in control now. The same God who showed up in the fiery furnace, the same God who showed up with fire from heaven on Mount Carmel, the same God who showed up alive on the third day, he is still in control today. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God did not bring them up out of Egypt just to die at the Red Sea, and neither does he today bring us to or allow circumstances in our life just so they can overwhelm us. We have God's faithful promise just as Israel did. Look at Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. The problem you see so big today will seem so insignificant after God takes care of it. Purpose to serve Jesus Christ through the eye of faith. And yes, this includes your responsibility to tithe. You have a great day.